Good afternoon. I'm going to talk a little bit about international, exotic, and alternative vegetable production at Tennessee State. We first started out growing different peppers and white eggplant a couple of years ago. Then we were asked to look at some exotic vegetables that were Asian vegetables, Indian vegetables, and from areas like Africa. So we looked at bottle gourd, bitter melon, tender, which is a squash gourd, also called a baby pumpkin, and we looked at Chinese okra. About 3 years ago, we started, and what we were looking for at first was, could it just grow in Tennessee? I'm from Nashville, Tennessee, and these vegetables traditionally have not been grown in Tennessee. So we were just looking at just, if we put the seeds out there, what will we get? As you can see from our pictures at the top, that is a picture of bottle gourd, and anybody that's ever grown bottle gourd knows it needs the room to spread. So we put it down a long row, and we just planted it. The first year, we ended up getting a lot of produce, but since we were new to it, we didn't really know at what stages to harvest it, okay? So this was like a learning thing for us. And also, you'll find out with bottle gourd, it's very dense foliage. So if you see it on a Monday, you've got to really kind of flag it in a certain area to know to go back every day to check, because it'll grow real fast, and then you'll get a bottle gourd that's maybe about 2 feet long, and that is not usable. So also, as you see on the other side, we ended up growing bitter melon and tender. And bitter melon and tender both like to trail. So we designed a trellis system, and we set it up so it's easy to harvest the produce as you saw it coming in. This year, we added two more melons that are kind of like, you know, for everything that is nutritional, you kind of want something sweet. So we added two melons to the growing round. Tennessee ranks about 43rd overall in obesity. So one of the reasons, once we started growing these vegetables, we started doing literature searches on it and found out they had health benefits and they were very low calorie. And so we work with a lot of people that are in the family consumer science area also. So we thought about ways that we could get people in Tennessee to incorporate this fruit into these fruits and vegetables into their diet, therefore lowering obesity, okay? As we know that most, they always tell us to have about 5 fruits and vegetables for servings today, and usually it will help with different health problems that are going on in your body. Okay, with these non-traditional fruits and vegetables, as I said before, they had not been historically grown in Tennessee on a large scale. So we looked up, like I said, we were doing bottle gourd, tender, and bitter melon. And Tennessee, especially Nashville, is very growing, and we have a large Asian, Indian, and African population. And we also have a lot of Hispanic people that are coming in to the city. So we also found out that fruits and vegetables were usually a good source of nutrition and had a lower calorie content. Okay, I'm going to talk a little bit about bitter melon. And bitter melon is in the squash family. It's very popular in Asia, Africa, and the Caribbean. It's also popular in Indian and Middle Eastern countries. But one thing about bitter melon, we have a few people that will sell it. We have a few markets in Nashville that will sell. And I found out the hard way by going to some of these markets, you don't know when it was picked, you don't know when it was harvested, and you really don't have an idea of what the shelf life is. So with the bitter melon, we ended up going to buy some bitter melon for a presentation we did a couple of weeks ago. And from the time I got home, put it on my cabinet, I noticed it started turning colors. And if you know anything about bitter melon, once it starts becoming yellow-orange, it's overripe. So within a day, the fruit overripes. So you can tell it's probably spent a lot of time in transit before it got to where it was resold to me. Okay. One thing about bitter melon, it is very bitter, and depending on where you live, they have different ways to cook it to try to masquerade the taste of it. Usually in Asian and Indian populations, they like to stir fry it, or they will cook it with something to like yogurt, or they'll fix it with rice to offset the bitterness. In southern India, bitter melon is usually mixed with coconut, and it's usually stir fried. Okay, one of the biggest things when we were looking up the information about bitter melon was found out that in especially like Asian and Indian areas, it was used as an herbal medicine. You can use the fruit, you can use the young leaves, and also the stems. And it's to relieve diabetes, digestive problems, as a laxative, heart problems, and it has also anti-cancer properties. And also for a lot of people, as we get older, we're always trying to find 8 things to keep us from aging. And one of the things I found interesting, it slows the progress of gray hair. Usually bitter melon, if you drink it and consume it as a juice or a raw form, it can lower glucose levels. Although pregnant women should not or should avoid bitter melon, okay? And also, with bitter melon, it is probably best that you drink it straight if you're going to juice it and not mix it. The next one I'm going to talk about a little bit is about bottle gourd. And as I showed you earlier, bottle gourd is vine-grown for the fruit and it's usually harvested when you're young. After you harvest, you take your fingernail, and if it goes into the skin very easily, it's at a good stage. It's usually light green and it has a smooth skin. Some of the rounder varieties are what we call calabash gourds, and sometimes these can be used as water dippers, or also they were used as musical instruments. And bottle gourd dates back over 11,000 years ago, and it's really good if you eat it for high blood pressure and for heart disease. Also, it helps with liver functions, and it treats burning of the urinary passages. But one thing about bottle gourd, you have to make sure if you juice it, you have to taste it first before you juice it, because if it has a bitter taste, once it becomes bitter, it is toxic, and after that you can't use it. So you have to make sure that when you're juicing bottle gourd that it has to be non-toxic for you. One good thing, it's between 95 and 97% water, and it usually has 12 calories per 100 grams of serving. It's usually high in thiamine, vitamin C, zinc, iron, and magnesium. Okay, the last one we're investigating now is called the tender squash gourd, and this is also considered like a superfruit. So how we look at blueberries as being a superfruit, they have looked at tender squash gourds to be like a superfruit. It's a small gourd. It's usually native to India and Pakistan, and it's usually no more than 3 to 4 ounces when you harvest it. Once the vines become 4 feet long, then they will start producing fruit within 35 days. And usually the fruit is ready to go. As you can see from the bottom picture that we have, it's very small. It's almost the size of when you would harvest a small green apple. Tender, as I said before, is considered a superfruit, and it has anti-inflammatory properties. It also controls blood pressure, heart disease, stroke, and it also prevents the cancer formation. It slows down the aging process, cataracts, gray hair, thickening of blood vessels, and also it removes toxins from the kidneys. Okay, we've successfully grown these plants outside, but if we're going to use them for a medicinal purpose, or we're going to use them to fight diabetes or obesity, you've got to have it year-round, okay? So in Nashville at the present time, you might find that you don't necessarily know the quality it is. So we decided we would do some test trials for bitter melon, bottle gourd in the greenhouse to see if they would grow year-round. As you can see from the picture, we started on mats because they have to stay constantly moist. So we have a feeder system that will water them daily. These pictures are a couple of weeks old. Most of the plants now are at least 5 feet tall, and we're going to put them on a trellis system when we get back. To be able to see if they, with the bitter melon, they can be trellised and, like I said, the tender. But with the bottle gourd, we're having to do raised beds on the benches to be able to see how they'll be able to grow year-round. So what we're going to do at this point is to see if we can get produce through the fall and through the winter. I assume it's probably going to be maybe a couple of months that we will not get any production, probably like January and February. But if we can get 10 months out of the year, you can see where right now they have like bitter melon peels and things that you can take. But we were looking at being able for people to be able to eat it fresh on a daily basis. Okay, I also work with small and limited producers, and so this would be a good idea for producers to grow that are small and limited because they cannot compete in any way with the large farms in Tennessee. In Tennessee, over the past 10 years, we've lost nearly 20,000 farms. Tennessee is ranked 11th as a farm-producing state, and usually most of the people make no more than $10,000 a year. 70% of the population that farm make no more than $10,000 a year. So you see the urgency of why we need to find them alternative crops to grow to be able to produce. Okay, this is a little data that goes in 2012. There were 2,800 women that were farmers, and this covered all ethnic groups. So, like I said, the plight of the small farmer is very important because we've got to find ways that they can compete and keep people on the farm. If people stop farming, we'll stop having food to eat. That's why we decided to investigate them growing these different vegetables. Okay, so we have a link, and our link is, and the goal is, to develop and assist small producers and farms expand their operation by increasing their income, by having a new customer base that they can sell to direct, like small markets, farmers markets, CSAs, and they could develop those. And so this is also determining alternative markets. Like I said, they can either do direct sales, they can do CSAs, they can do farmers market. Since the population of the Indian population and the Asian population has grown, we thought there might be ways that we can put them in direct contact with each other and they can all just cut out the middleman and direct sell. Okay, the introduction of these vegetables to the American consumer, that was the next problem we were having. We were able to get recipes from the different people that worked with us that were Indian or Asian background, and they were able to give us ethnic recipes. But the problem is it's trying to find and trying to come up with recipes that will fit the American palate. We've experimented a little bit with bottle gourd, where we ended up using onion, where you boil it down, you cube it up, you boil it down for about 15 minutes, then you end up putting your onion in, and then at the end you'll put your tomato in it, and you'll eat it. And that's more toward the palate that we like. So it can be served with rice. I had one of my students end up doing the tender where he sauteed it. He ended up mixing potatoes and onion and I think tomatoes with his. So the biggest thing is that I think we can get recipes that are ethnic recipes, but will we like it? And that's going to be a big problem with people when we try to help with obesity, because a lot of times people who are obese are used to frying it and they want to saute it and put a lot of different oils in it and everything. So we've got to find ways that will incorporate taste that will make their taste buds want the food. Okay, and our third area was, in addition to these vegetables, like I said, we want to introduce these vegetables to the American diet for health and obesity prevention. Now, the bitter gourd, I'm going to present this for one of our students, Dr. Wang, he's going to be a doctor, Mr. Wang, and he's been working with one of our food science scientists, Dr. Wu, and he's doing an analysis of bitter gourd. Okay, and he is from China. So what he says, which is totally different from our market, we as Americans will go to the grocery store on Saturday or Friday and shop for the whole week. Okay, we don't normally go to the market on a day-to-day basis. And when I was talking to him, that was one of the things that I really found that was totally different. He says when he has the taste for bitter melon or bottle gourd, he gets up and he's at home, he goes and buys one or two, and then that's it. So he really doesn't have to worry about keeping it. We try to buy produce, and we want it to last all week. Case in fact, if I go to the store and I try to buy bananas that will last the whole week, those first two bananas are fine, but by the time I get to the fifth and sixth one, they're ready to be thrown away. So we may probably need to change our mindset on how we go to the market. But he was saying bitter melon has long been a part of everyday life in Asian countries for its medical benefits to help balance their nutrition. So he knew that it had anti-diabetes properties, antioxidants, and it was anti-obesity. Okay, so what he did, he ended up taking some of the samples that we had. He refrigerated until he was ready for it. Then after he got ready to, he blocked it up in very small cubes, and then he would end up putting it in the freezer till he was ready to run his analysis. He took it out of the freezer and put it in a dry freezer to keep the bioactive ingredients present. Then after it goes through several cycles of where I think he said it goes below 80 degrees Celsius, then he ends up taking, it's a powder. Then, it's in chunks because it's almost like you call, like it's dry freeze, okay? Then he takes it out and he puts it in a grinder and grinds it down. Then he uses the spectrophotometer and he's looking for different contents. So he was looking for total triterpenes, phenolic, and the antioxidant activity that he was running the bitter melon through. Okay, his results that he came up, he found the concentrations following. Of the triterpenes, he found 6.5 active ingredients per milligram of dry sample, okay? And the phenolic content he found in bitter melon was 307.9 micrograms per gram in his dry sample. So he had already done his research, and from past research, he found that if it was treated as an anti-diabetic or anti-inflammatory or antioxidant, whether the solvent was organic or was the water compound. So he also showed if it was the fruit seed, if it was the leaves or it was the foliage. And so they talked about the effective concentration. So he found out from his sample that if he used his sample, that his samples could cover as an anti-diabetic process, as also he could also use it for anti-inflammatory. Now, the biggest thing that he was looking at was the effective doses if you eat the fruit, because also you can already buy bitter melon as a pill to take anyway, but he was looking at what it would be if it was for the dry fruit. Okay, he wants to figure out how to encapsulate the taste of bitter melon so people, it's such a bitter taste that if you're an American, you probably won't like the taste of it if you cook it the way that we could try to find ways. So he wants to find a way that he can find encapsulated so you wouldn't get the taste. And he also wants to do cell culture experiments would be conducted to find out what is the exact effective dose of bitter melon to treat whether it be diabetes, whether it would be to treat inflammatory, or if you would have it as an antioxidant. Okay, that's it. Thank you. Are there any questions? Yes. Yeah, they're in the same family. They're just different varieties.
I know they're just in the same family, same species, different cultivars.
Yes, because the bottle gourd is the one that's mainly we're growing some calabash gourds now. We have never grown those before, so we've just done the traditional long bottle gourd. So we're looking at the different varieties now. Yes, sir.
I was just curious, with the various herbicides, did you find any disease issues like powdery mildew or downy?
No, that is really amazing because we've grown them in the field and we're growing them in the greenhouse now. We have had no problems with any kind of disease. In fact, we used to grow different types of peppers. And the way our greenhouse is, we every now and then would have those cornworms. We found two that tried to start eating the bitter melon, and they just left it alone. So if you take your hand and run across the foliage, it has that bittery smell. So I'm assuming the foliage, like the leaves, taste just as bitter. And we don't have any, it may fly to it or land, but nothing stays. And when we had field test trials, nothing would eat it. We had beetles that were eating all the foliage of our white eggplant, but they don't touch it.
Okay.
I was curious, with the bottle gourd production in the field, not much, because what we end up doing after we plow our row, we end up coming in and putting landscaping fabric on top of it, and then as the and on top of the landscaping fabric, we do pine needles, so it kind of cushions it, so it never touches the ground directly.